But it's with great pleasure that I welcome to the program President and CEO of Empowering Enterprises, Inc., a peak performance and corporate training expert, one of the top business speakers in the United States of America, and best-selling author of the book Sales Success, Motivation from Today's Top Sales Coaches, a book I understand he co-authored with the late Zig Ziglar, Mark Bowser. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Matt. It's good to be able to be here with you.
Yeah, we're glad you could take the time on this Monday afternoon. Time management and fatigue, there is a connection. I'm aware of it. I mean, time management is critical in my daily life and in the many hats that I wear. You being an entrepreneur, entrepreneurs, one of the great things about this country is entrepreneurial spirit in this country. People come from all walks of life. Why do we find that they come from all walks of life? Why is that?
I think because that the entrepreneurial spirit itself is passion, and people come from different walks of life because they have different passions of what they want to do, which is great for the economy, great for us as a nation because we build different things. For example, President Donald Trump, his passion was real estate.
Right.
Have to tell you, Matt, that's not mine.
Not mine
so,
either.
But that's great. So we have you doing your passion, me doing mine, and President Trump, when he was in the free enterprise system, he was doing his. And that builds the economy when each of us take what we're excited about, take that passion, and begin to put it in the marketplace. And that's where the time management comes into it. And that's where the fatigue comes into it. The fatigue, let's deal with that first.
Right.
The fatigue is caused by disorganization, basically. Disorganization of our mind, which creates a disorganization of our actions. And if you've ever been there, and I have these days once in a while is where you're doing 1,000 different things.
Right.
And you're jumping from one meeting to the other, to the next meeting, and you come out at the end of the day, you're exhausted because you felt like you were on the treadmill
right.
all day long.
Oh yeah.
And that's what creates that fatigue and thus the disorganization.
We're talking with Mark Bowser. He's a peak performance and corporate training expert. He's held prestigious seminars at Purdue, Ford Motor Company, the United States Marine Corps, Southwest Airlines. How does one manage that though, Mark? How do you properly manage worker fatigue?
I think it comes down to making it simple. What a lot of people that I find, what they do is they put so many things on their to-do list for that day that it is impossible for them to succeed. They put 25 things down, and it comes 4 o'clock. They have an hour or two left in their work day, and they're on number 3.
Right, right.
And so I think part of it is getting simple and setting priorities. I have a colleague. His name is Robert D. Smith. And great guy, great author himself. He has two things that he focuses on every day. And it's two questions that he asks himself throughout the day. And the first question he asks is, what's most important now? What's the most important thing that I can do right this very moment? And then he said the second question he asks is, and what's next?
Right, right.
And so he's focusing on just two things at a time instead of trying to focus on the 100-piece puzzle, he's focusing on the two pieces that are the most important right now. And so, Matt, I think that's what we have to do is we have to get simple and make sure that we're focusing on the two right things. If you notice, Robert, he says, what is the most important thing that I can do mm-hmm. right now?
Right, yeah.
And I think most people don't do that. They think about what gets us on the treadmill is we think about what is urgent. Well, many times what is urgent is not what's urgent to you or to me.
Sure.
It is that person who comes in the office and says, Mark or Matt, hey, you got 1 minute? And they're there for 5 minutes.
Right.
And then the next person comes in an hour later, and they're there for 15 minutes. And pretty soon, we've got nothing done because we're putting out everybody else's little fires.
Right. Yeah. They come in and they wake up and you say, hey, it's 4 o'clock. You got to get out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so if we focus on the two things, like Robert talked about, the two things that are most important, and we do those first, then believe it or not, we've accomplished something that day.
Right, yeah.
In fact, have you ever heard of the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle?
I have, yes.
Yeah, and that's traditionally used in terms of that 20% of your people do 80% of the work,
right,
which is accurate.
No, sure it is,
but
yeah.
But they also they also found out in the time management circles that if we prioritize our 10 most important things, so they're taking it from the 2 to the 10. So you, let's say you have 10 things to do today, and 1 is the most important, 10 is the least important. They found out that if you got just the first 2 done, now let's think back to school. If we got 2 out of 10 on a test, what grade do we have?
Not very good.
we're failing pretty bad.
Yeah, we are.
But what they found out, though, in time management, if you actually put it in the priority list, if you get the first 2 out of 10 done, and they're the most important things, you get 80% of the results that you need to accomplish that day.
Wow.
So now we're at a B or a B minus.
Yeah, now we're doing pretty good.
If we get 3 of them done, we're rocking.
Oh, yeah.
So if we get the top important things, the first 3 things that we need to do all day, then we've reached the success that we probably have never reached in our lives. And that's because we're putting things in the right priority list.
Pleased to be joined by Mark Bowser, President and CEO of Empowering Enterprises Incorporated, and a corporate training expert, top-selling author. Sales Success is the book. Motivation from Today's Top Sales Coaches, a book that he co-wrote with Zig Ziglar, the late Zig Ziglar. Talking about time management and fatigue. Now, tired all the time. You hear people say that. They're tired all the time. I mean, it's a pretty popular phrase in any walk of life, depending, you know, if you have a busy schedule, especially those that are the entrepreneurs that want to have a run and continue to run a successful business. Mark, how do these folks avoid the pitfalls of, say, self-employment and continue running a successful business?
Well, self-employment is a scary thing, and it's a tough thing. And what I think they have to do is they make sure that they go towards that goal, but at a moderate speed. And what I mean by that is what the late Jim Rohn used to call the magic of part-time.
Right.
I think a lot of people, they jump into wanting to have their own business or an entrepreneurial spirit of some sort, and they jump with both feet forward. And that's great on one hand, but what it does in most cases, it creates a stress in their life, particularly if they have a family, because now they don't have the income that they just had.
Right, right.
And so what I suggest for people to do is keep your day job. Keep your day job in 2 or 3 hours a night, work on your dream job. And then as your dream job begins to grow, then you can taper off your day job or can stop it completely once you can maintain that particular income or exceed that particular income. The challenge is most people aren't that patient.
All right.
They want it now, and that's what creates a lot of stress. And stress and fatigue are very, very tightly close cousins. And we can't eliminate it completely, of course. We can't have a total stress-free life, but we don't have to manufacture our own stress. And that's why I recommend the magic of part-time until you can sustain it for full-time.
Well, I'm seeing that firsthand as my wife started a business of her own out of the house, actually. And the mm-hmm. thing has taken off. I mean, it truly has taken off. And I tell her at times, I said, it is great. But, you know, you brought up some good points in that the management of that, the orders that are coming in, and then having, say, the grandkids over for a month. It's just impossible. Right. And I walk into this hornet's nest sometimes because of the fact of that balance between balancing, you know, the day-to-day tasks of filling these orders and getting them shipped. I can't tell you, I'm on a first-name basis with the guy at the post office, for crying out loud. And
there you go.
And burnout. Yeah, I mean, but you see it, and I say, finally, dear, you got to put the shop on vacation for a while. You know, get out there and regroup. And get a newfound passion to come back into it after a nice long break. How do people differentiate, though, between that balance and burnout? How do you kind of see through that?
Balance and burnout is different for every individual. And I was an athlete. I was a competitive tennis player. And so this is where I had my problems is I got burned out with tennis, with all the hours of practice we were doing, getting ready for tournaments, that I would get injured. And I didn't realize I was burned out until I got injured. And the injuries usually came from an ankle injury or knee or what have you, because I was getting sloppy. Mm-hmm. I was getting sloppy with my footwork and so forth. The same thing happens to business people, is we get sloppy and all of a sudden we drop the ball and we don't get one of those orders out.
All right.
Or we don't get it out on time. And that can be a challenge because maybe that person needs it for a presentation they're doing the next day at work, whatever it may be, and we're supposed to next day air out. that product. Well, we don't get it to them the next day. Well, all of a sudden, we just killed their presentation.
Right.
Which may have been the biggest thing for their career. So not only did we lost that customer, now we have the stress because we lost that customer for that client, because we lost them as a customer and they lost their customer. And so you can see how it boomerangs. And so balance is how much business can you handle today? In fact, I heard it today as I was in a meeting today. And the thing was, the person was saying, you know, hey, if the business grows this quickly, you know, if we don't have enough staff to fulfill the orders and we don't have enough staff to do this, well, that's a good problem. We'll figure out how to solve that then. And I'm thinking, I see your point, but you better figure out how to solve it before it happens, because once it happens, you're going to be playing catch up.
Oh, yeah.
Playing catch up with a customer, they go next door to the next company.
Right. And I've, like I said, that is something that I have seen firsthand with that very thing right there. I says, well, you know, let's start slow. And that's how it started. And then it just took off and snowballed. And then the next thing I know, you know, she's telling me that she's behind. I got to catch up. He's got to get out by Friday. Okay. Well, you know, off we go. And you know, I get to witness what you're talking about firsthand. But this isn't something that's strictly to the business community. I mean, this could be, all of these techniques could be applied to all walks of life, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I see it with my kids. And my oldest is 13. And as he's in junior high now, though, obviously the homework load is bigger and larger and more stress and so forth. And the organization is there. And something we're working with him on is, how do you organize the same type of things that Robert Smith asked? What's the most important now? What's the most important subject to work on now? Okay, yeah, four subjects of homework. Which is the most important now? What's due tomorrow?
Right.
Let's don't work on the thing that's due 3 days from now. Let's work on the thing that's due tomorrow first.
Right.
And so forth. And so we're starting with him to working on those ideas so he can get it down, not only so he's successful at school, but so he's successful in life in terms of whatever career he chooses to do at that time, to have these skills of time management, goal setting, and handling stress.
Oh, that's a
and
good.
It's not easy.
No, that's not easy, but it's a great point too. I mean, parents can start their kids out. They're never really too young to start out with it. You know, even the basics of time management and how to walk down that road. Hey, we're talking with Mark Bowser. He's the president and CEO of Empowering Enterprises, Inc., and a peak performance and corporate training expert. He's spoken and had prestigious seminars for FedEx Logistics, Princeton University, United States Marine Corps, Purdue University, and so on. And the book is out called Sales Success, Motivation from Today's Top Sales Coaches. Mark, last question for you, and then we'll let you go. We do appreciate all the time you're giving us this afternoon. As you were climbing up in the levels of accomplishment, did you have a moment of failure? Everybody does, I think.
No, I never failed. Actually, yeah.
All right, I got to hire you. I got to get you in here then.
I've unfortunately had my share of them.
Oh, right. Everybody does. What was yours?
My biggest business failure was putting all my eggs in one basket. I had one client that was just giving me gangbusters of business. And so you start focusing on that client almost exclusively. And then all of a sudden, it dried up.
Right.
And all of a sudden, now you're thinking, ooh. What am I going to do tomorrow?
Talk about stress.
What am I going to be doing next month? Yeah. Yeah, because now you're scrambling to make up for the business. So even if you get the big gig, let's say you make a product and you get it in Walmart.
Right.
And that's the big time for you, for your product. You still got to look at the other little mom and pop shops that are across the country and all these type of things, because Walmart might dry up.
Right.
And then you still have to have something to sustain. So that was my biggest lesson in life, I should say, in terms of business, is don't put all your eggs in one basket, one client. Diversify within your strengths and keep diversifying within those strengths.
Yeah, but there's a lot of truth to that. I gave radio sales a try once, and I had somebody tell me that very thing. Yeah, the big buys are always good, but if you have 20 of this kind of mid-level buys that are consistent and that are constantly going to be there, it's a whole lot easier to survive. Hey, if you're tired all
Absolutely.
The time, it really is. If you're tired all the time, that's a popular phrase you hear. I mean, a good friend of mine is a family physician, and he hears that a lot. Tiredness, fatigue, it's a common problem. It's often not a medical thing. It's often a lifestyle change, and Mark has given us some great tips this afternoon. Mark Bowser, President and CEO of Empowering Enterprises, peak performance and corporate training expert. Mark, I do appreciate the time. Much success to you, and big success on the book, I hope, for you as well.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy your afternoon. Mark Bowser, everybody, on the Matt Garrett Show.